There's a story about God wandering around the Middle East a long time ago, trying to give out his commandments. And he came to an Arab, and he said to the Arab, "Would you like to follow my commandments?" And the Arab said, "Well, I don't know. What are they?" Well, the first one of them is, "You shall not kill." Well, the Arab said, "No, I can't do that. I'm a highwayman. The way I make my money is to wait in ambush for caravans, and when they come along, I attack them, I kill all the people, and I steal all the stuff they have with them. I can't do that." So God went up to Babylonia, found a merchant there, and said, "Would you like to follow my commandments?" And the guy said, "Well, what are they?" And God said, "Well, you shall not steal." The guy said, "No, I can't do that, because I buy really low and I sell really high. I have unjust weights, you know, I try to cheat people all the time. I just wouldn't make any money following that commandment." Well, God was a little discouraged, so he went down to Egypt. And there he came upon Moses. And Moses was trying to get the release of his people from bondage down there. And God said to Moses, "Moses, would you like to follow my commands?" And Moses said, "Well, how much are they going to cost me?" And God said, "Well, they're free." And so Moses said, "Well, I'll take 10 of them then." It's a pastor joke, I'm sorry. We are in the season of Lent, and during the season of Lent, it's kind of a revival for us as Lutherans, a time to kind of examine our own lives. Most of us examine them more often than just once a year, but it's a time to examine our lives and see how well we're doing. See if we're truly being God's people, see if we've wandered off in the wrong direction, kind of get back on the right track again. And so today we have the Ten Commandments. Not suggestions, but commandments from God. And it's important to remember that these commandments given to the people of Israel and received by us as Christians are meant to be for our best interest. Not to make life boring, but rather to make life more secure and more interesting, more fun, a lot less drama. And so God said, you can only have one God. And back in those days, there were thousands of gods. There are still groups like the Hindus that have thousands of gods. It just doesn't make sense to the rational mind that there would be more than one God. God who created everything that we live in and enjoy. Therefore, to have more than one God would be quite difficult. And so that one God, we're only supposed to worship Him. We're not supposed to make idols for ourselves. Anything in one's life that becomes more important than God has become an idol. I think about the story of the guy that was driving to church one day and he happened to see his neighbor. He had a new red Ferrari convertible. And he was down on his knees, meticulously polishing the hubcaps for that Ferrari. And so, in a way, that Ferrari had become that person's God. Any material possessions like a house or a car or a motorcycle or anything else can become in our lives more important than God. Now, I realize we have a lot of fishermen and hunters in this congregation. If those particular activities become more important than God, then they become an idol. They're meant to be enjoyed, to be have fun. You know, to really, as a deterrent or as an important part of your life, kind of refocus when you've been working hard. But if something becomes more important than God, becomes more important than your family, then probably you've gone too far. Also, it says they were supposed to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The Jews had been in bondage down in Egypt. They'd been required to work 7 days a week, no days off, probably 14, 16 hours a day. They were slaves. And so when they made it into the Promised Land, what's one of the first things they did but to say, everybody needs a day off. Whether it's my family or my slave or people in my community, let's just take the day off, a time to relax, a time to rejuvenate. a time to get our priorities straight again. And so that one day at least, to take off and to rejuvenate your soul. Honoring our fathers and our mothers, it's so important to do that. Honoring those people in authority, whether they're teachers or policemen or others, to show them the respect that we've given them by their position. One of the difficult things today, I think, is to honor our politicians. That's one of those areas I really got to work at, to tell you the truth. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Committing adultery. Think about how destructive that is to a family when there's infidelity between a couple. I mean, there's nothing worse for children than that kind of activity. And so we have to be careful if we're on the road towards that infidelity, if we've been tempted, if we're thinking about it, to just say no, to turn around, and to put a renewed emphasis upon our marriages. One of the things I found in connection with that is sometimes it's hard to feel loving towards your spouse. It really is. I mean, the day was hard. You know, life is a little ugly sometimes. And I found that it's always good in those circumstances to compliment them on those things that you would like for them to be. They may not be certain things, but if you will compliment them when you find those particular areas, you'll find that your relationship will become what you want it to be. Unfortunately, many times in a relationship, when our spouse doesn't live up to our expectations, we become very critical. The thing which just in itself makes a spouse want to do that less even more. And so if we can, in our relationships, to build up our spouses, then we'll find that this commandment is a lot easier to keep. Then we have of not bearing false witness. It's an interesting thing for me to hear stories from people from time to time that just aren't true. Usually they're pretty innocent. Someone being in the hospital or someone having surgery or having all kinds of things. I find people, that little network of gossip that goes around, and when it finally gets to the end, just isn't true. Many years ago, and I can't remember who the four boys, but I have four boys up here for the children's sermon. And I whispered to the first boy, I said, I want you to repeat this all the way down the line. So I whispered to the first boy, I said, Pastor Dave is a great guy. That's what I told him. The last one didn't want to tell me what had been whispered to him. Because when it got down to the fourth boy, this was just four boys. The last one heard that Pastor Dave is a fat guy. Well, you can see just with four, it already got that bad. And so we want to be careful with what we say about other people, because by the time you receive the information, it's a good possibility that it's wrong. And if it's negative, it's not good anyway. For us to say bad things about other people in order for us to build ourselves up, you can see what kind of trap that would be. And then we're not supposed to covet our neighbor's house. That's the first commandment. And then coveting the rest is the 10th commandment. I'm not sure exactly why they organized that way, where the house was more important than the spouse, but that's that particular commandment. To not covet, to not want something so bad that you're willing to, by evil means, obtain it. You can see that, can't you? That a person would be so fixated upon something else that they would, by evil means, by stealing or by extortion, somehow obtain that particular item. I think it's good for us to see what others have from time to time, to stimulate us to want to work harder to be able to obtain that, because it would be a great thing to have. But you can see how bad it would be by evil means to attain that same item. The middle of Lent, a time in which we're taking a journey towards the cross of Jesus Christ. We know that he was willing to deny himself, to be tried, to be whipped, to be crucified on our behalf, that we might have eternal life. Hopefully, and that's what should be like, that information would so motivate us to want to improve our own lives, to correct those places where we've been wrong, and to continue to be the people of God, teaching about God's love and forgiveness. Amen.